Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. BMO just posted record earnings, announced a massive buyback, and the stock is still trading at a premium that has analysts scratching their heads. Before you chase this momentum, we're plugging it into MarketSnap's fair value calculator to see if the growth is actually priced in, or if you're paying up for a bank that's already run its race. Let's dig in. Bank of Montreal is one of the oldest financial institutions in North America, founded way back in 1817. It's a diversified financial services provider operating primarily in Canada and the United States, with a massive footprint across personal and commercial banking, wealth management, and capital markets. With over 53,000 employees and a market cap north of $120 billion, this is a true heavyweight in the banking sector. The stock trades around $172, with a dividend yield near 2.8%. So income investors definitely have this one on their radar. When you look at BMO's revenue engine, the diversification story really stands out. The bank operates through Canadian personal and commercial banking, U.S. personal and commercial banking, BMO wealth management, and BMO capital markets. That mix is crucial because when one segment slows down, the others can pick up the slack. Over the past few years, revenue has grown from roughly $21 billion in 2016 to over $78 billion in fiscal 2024, and then held steady around $78 billion in 2025. That's a massive jump, largely driven by the acquisition of Bank of the West, which significantly expanded their U.S. footprint. Now let's talk about the most recent quarter. And this is where things get interesting. BMO reported third quarter results that beat expectations on multiple fronts. Adjusted earnings per share grew a whopping 22% year over year, and management used the word record multiple times, and they weren't exaggerating. Capital markets revenue surged 45%, wealth management grew 22%, and notably, the bank cut provisions for credit losses by 9% to around $722 million. That's a clear sign that credit quality is holding up better than expected, even with the trade war rhetoric heating up. Adjusted return on equity came in at 14%, up from 12% a year ago, which shows the bank is getting more efficient at generating profits from its equity base. Let's zoom out and look at the broader financial picture. BMO's balance sheet is massive, with total assets approaching $1.5 trillion. The Common Equity Tier 1 ratio sits at 13%, which is well above regulatory minimums and gives the bank plenty of cushion. Net income has been on a strong trajectory, climbing from around $5 billion in 2020 to over $8.7 billion in fiscal 2025. Earnings per share followed suit, moving from roughly $7.56 to over $11. The bank also generates solid free cash flow, with over $8 billion in fiscal 2025 alone. And here's something interesting. Management just announced a share buyback program of up to 25 million common shares, which tells you they believe the stock is undervalued at current levels. They also declared a quarterly dividend, continuing their long history of returning capital to shareholders. Now let's break down the SWOT analysis, because this is where we separate the bulls from the bears. Starting with strengths, BMO has a truly diversified revenue stream across geographies and business lines. The Canadian banking oligopoly provides a stable, protected home market, while the U.S. expansion through Bank of the West has opened up a massive growth market. The bank also boasts a strong capital position with a CET1 ratio of 13%, well above regulatory minimums. On the weakness side, the bank's efficiency ratio still lags some of its more streamlined peers. The integration of Bank of the West is ongoing, and that brings execution risk. There's also the fact that a significant portion of earnings comes from the Canadian market, which is mature and highly competitive, limiting growth potential compared to faster-growing regions. Opportunities are plentiful. The U.S. market remains underpenetrated relative to BMO's Canadian dominance, and there's room to cross-sell wealth management products to the new customer base. Capital markets have been on fire, with that 45% revenue growth last quarter, and if that continues, it could be a major earnings driver. The buyback program also signals confidence in future cash generation. But threats are real too. The escalating trade war between the US and Canada could impact corporate clients and cross-border activity. Interest rate volatility can compress net interest margins, and we're seeing that across the sector. There's also the risk of a broader economic slowdown, which would increase credit losses and put pressure on loan growth. And let's not forget that Canadian banks face regulatory scrutiny and potential capital requirements that could limit their flexibility. Let's look at the price action, because this stock has been on an absolute tear. Over the past year, BMO is up over 44%, and over 5 years, it's gained more than 72%. The stock recently hit new highs, but it's pulled back a bit over the past month, down nearly 5%. The six-month performance is still strong, though, up over 19%. The broader banking industry has been rallying too, up over 33% over the past year. So BMO is definitely riding a sector-wide wave. But here's the thing. When a stock runs up this fast, it can get ahead of its fundamentals. And that's exactly what we need to check with the valuation model. Now let's get to the heart of this analysis. We ran BMO through MarketSnap's intrinsic value calculator, and given that this is a bank, the model uses a price-to-book approach as the primary valuation engine, which is the standard for financial institutions. The model confidence is high because the price-to-book framework is well-suited for banks with stable asset bases and predictable returns on equity. Here's what the model spits out. The current price is around $178, but MarketSnap's fair value estimate lands somewhere around $140. That means the stock is trading roughly 20% above what the model suggests it's worth. That's a significant gap. So what's driving this valuation? First, the model assumes a price-to-book multiple of around 2.2 times, which is actually the industry average for banks, but BMO currently trades at a premium to that. Second, the forward price-to-earnings ratio is set at 16 times, which is a reasonable multiple for a mature bank. But again, the market is paying more. Third, the model expects a modest share count reduction of about 0.5% annually, reflecting the buyback program. And finally, the sustainable free cash flow conversion is set at 110% of net income, which is a healthy assumption for a bank of this scale. Now, I want to be clear here. These are model estimates, and they swing heavily based on your assumptions. Change the growth rate or the discount rate, and the fair value could easily shift to 170 or drop to 110. If you disagree with our inputs, you can plug in your own growth or discount rate assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com and see how the number moves. All right, here's my honest take on BMO. This is a great bank. There's no question about that. Record earnings, strong capital position, a massive buyback, and a dividend that keeps growing. The Canadian banking system is one of the most stable in the world, and BMO is a core holding in that system. But here's the problem. You're paying a premium for that quality right now. The stock is trading above what our model suggests is fair value, and when you're paying a premium, you're borrowing returns from the future. If you invest $10,000 today, our model suggests it could be worth around $7,700 in 5 years, which implies a negative return of roughly 5% annually. That's not a great outcome, but that's based on current assumptions, and if the bank continues to execute, beat earnings, and grow its U.S. business, those numbers could look very different. The key thing to watch is whether BMO can sustain this growth trajectory. Capital markets had a monster quarter, but that's a cyclical business. Can they keep up that pace? Also watch the trade war situation, because if it escalates, it could hit their corporate clients and increase credit risk. And keep an eye on interest rates, because margin compression is a real threat. My verdict? BMO is a quality institution, but at this price, the margin of safety is thin. If you're a long-term investor and you're building a position, you might want to wait for a pullback or a better entry point. If you already own it, the buyback and dividend are nice, but don't expect massive upside from these levels unless the market re-rates the stock higher. What do you think about BMO? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.